On Midwest Week, the continuing fight over police video that started with a shooting in southeast Iowa. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Elizabeth Meyer, reporter for the Hawkeye newspaper in Burlington. Remind us, Elizabeth, how did this all get started in Burlington about 4 years ago?
So in January 2015, Autumn Steele was shot and killed outside of her home by a Burlington police officer who was responding to a domestic disturbance at the home. He says that he fired his weapon because the family dog was approaching him, and when he fired his shots, he accidentally struck Autumn Steele. So that's where we started back in January 2015, and ever since then, it's been a fight to get more information out of the local police department and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation to see just why he fired his weapon so quickly and what the immediate response to the incident was.
And in all these 4 years, what happened to the police officer involved? I understand he's still working for the city?
Yes, the officer is still with the Burlington Police Department. Back when the incident first happened, the Des Moines County attorney here investigated and ultimately determined that the officer did nothing wrong given the circumstances. So he was on administrative leave, I believe, for 3 or 4 months with the Burlington Police Department, but then returned to duty and continues to work here today.
During this event back in 2015, the officer had his body camera on. What did it show, or at least initially, what were we allowed to see from that body camera video?
So the police department released, I believe it was 7 seconds of his body camera, and you really couldn't see anything. It was very shaky, and it wasn't really focused on anyone in particular. You could just kind of hear some background noise and maybe a shot or two, and that was it. Really no details. It was very brief.
And then what about the rest of the video? Why did they release those few seconds and not all the rest?
So the police department released that few seconds, as kind of what they considered to be apparent to public interest and falling under the category of immediate facts and circumstances of the incident. But as far as anything else, they turned all of their investigative materials, which included the body camera footage, dashboard, and other footage that kept rolling throughout the incident, they turned that over to DCI as part of their investigative report, which has kind of become the buzzword of all this. And the attorneys for those agencies argued that under Iowa's open records law, police officers' investigative reports are not subject to public disclosure. And they put all of the body camera footage and other materials into that investigative report and therefore kept it from the public. And that's when the open records issue ensued with the Hawkeye and also the Steele family.
So the video, the whole video, was eventually released. When was that, and why did it eventually get released after all of this?
So the full video came out last fall. Actually, in August of 2018, a federal judge in Davenport allowed portions of the investigative file to be released to the public following a wrongful death lawsuit that the Steele family had filed against the city of Burlington. So once the city of Burlington settled that for about $2 million with the family, the Iowa Freedom of Information Council intervened to put some pressure on the judge to unseal portions of the investigative report, which included depositions and interviews and the entirety of the body camera video that we were looking to see, as well as the 911 call. So that all did not involve the Iowa Public Information Board. That came out because of a federal judge's decision.
So in a sense, the federal judge overruled all those other people.
Yes. The case brought before the federal judge was separate, technically, from what the Hawkeye and the Steele family was pursuing with the Iowa Public Information Board, but ultimately brought out the information that we were all looking to see.
Okay, so now that you have all that information you were hoping to eventually get, what more did you learn, if anything?
Well, so when those files were released, we and the Steele family still had the case pending before the Iowa Public Information Board. So in February of this year, they finally, after all these years, came up with their ultimate definitive ruling on the case that the law enforcement agencies were correct in withholding the body camera footage and other files because of the exemption for police officers' investigative reports. So at that point, we had already received the information that we were looking to get through the federal court case, but we wanted the IPIB to, validate the concerns of media, the public, and the family that we shouldn't have had to go through this exhaustive process in the first place to obtain these records. But the Iowa Public Information Board said that because of the way Iowa law is currently written, the law enforcement agencies were correct in withholding based on the clause that exempts peace officers' investigative reports.
Okay, so you've looked at the video and seen the investigative reports. Did you learn something that you didn't know before?
Well, the video really paints the scene of more the chaos surrounding the incident. The officer didn't realize after he had fired these two shots that he had even struck Autumn Steele, let alone killed her. Autumn Steele's husband witnessed the incident because this all happened outside and he was involved in making the initial call to the police. So you can hear him and see him talking to the officer saying, "You shot my wife." And the officer doesn't realize it. He says, "Oh, I didn't know." So they start trying to perform CPR. They can't locate the bullet wounds. So it was just very chaotic. Nobody really realized what happened, and it just kind of really exemplified the haste with which he fired his weapon, with not much regard for, the residential setting that he was in and the three people that were in his immediate vicinity. So that was probably the most telling part of the video.
And so where do we go from here, Elizabeth? I mean, we've got all these reports. It's 4 years later. There was a settlement in the family's lawsuit. Is there anything more to do, or is this all over now and you can move on to other stories?
Well, we're still covering it, but most recently in March, the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa appealed the Iowa Public Information Board's decision on behalf of an attorney who has been working for the Steele family throughout this whole process. So they've put in an appeal in Polk County in Des Moines, where the IPIB functions. So it's kind of a never-ending battle of appeals and decisions, but for the most part, now our focus is really shifting to the state legislature and trying to put pressure on legislators to update and modify the open records law in the state of Iowa in order to take into account body camera footage and also just make sure that people don't have to go through such exhaustive legal processes in order to get what many would argue are records that should be open to the public.